your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? This Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the home implies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man.
You know who it is. It's B.O.B.
Hey, yo, this is Eminem.
This is your boy Gucci Man LaFleur.
Kid 50 Cent.
Hey, what is your boy Darrell Music?
What up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? It's Fat Joe.
Yo, this is your boy Weezy.
Yo, what's up? This is Dr. Dre.
Yo, this is Usher.
It's your boy Drizzy Drake.
Hey, yo, check it out. This is your boy P. Diddy.
This is Governor Palin. Sarah Palin.
You are listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAN or WFOD show on Skype. I mean, we have a great show planned. There's a whole bunch of stuff.
Like?
Guys, there's so much going on. So much!
It's only been a week, but it feels like, you know, in news and culture, it feels like a solid week and a half.
I know, right? So, of course, the big news story is the thing going on in Flint, Michigan, right?
What's going on in Flint, Michigan, Mike?
Is Michael Moore making another documentary?
See, now, it's funny you bring that up, because... See, Michael Moore made a documentary called Roger and Me. It was basically about how Flint, Michigan is a shithole, right?
Yep.
And I saw a documentary about the firemen in Detroit. I wish I knew the name of it.
Oh, was that on... Did you see that on Netflix? I saw that.
I believe so. And basically...
Yeah, like they just let... Everything's just burning down.
Everything's just burning down in Detroit because nobody even really lives there anymore. And, nope. Like, occasionally somebody calls the fire department in Detroit... And, like, they show up, and when they show up, everybody steals all the shit off their fire truck.
So what are they going to do with fire equipment?
Now, Flint is so broke that they're putting toxic waste in people's faucets. So I've decided I think we should just WALL-E the state of Michigan.
I'm pretty sure Michigan is more than just Detroit.
It's Detroit and Flint. It's the whole place. It just doesn't sound like very pleasant. It sounds pretty bad.
Those sound like two nice Michigan.
Those sound like two cities.
Yeah,
in a
you
state.
Just keep away from the urban areas of Michigan, and you're solid.
Now I'm not sure, and I'm quoting facts from our good friend Brian Cran's article about the Flint, Michigan water thing.
I read it on Healthline.com.
I saw that. I don't know what 15 parts in a billion means, but to put it into perspective, the EPA allows 15 parts lead per billion parts, and no level of lead is acceptable, but 15 in a billion parts is passable.
Nothing is zero. So.
Yeah, and like people in... Flint, Michigan are finding 13,000 parts in their water. And this was going on for like a while, and everybody was kind of saying, these people, they don't know what they're talking about. Like, GM's machinery was rusting, and so they stopped using the water, and people were getting E. coli, and they were just like, what are you guys talking about? The water's fine. And so I just... think that people need to move from that awful state.
I think they have, Mike. That's why it's all abandoned and burning.
That's why all the abandoned neighborhoods are burning to the ground. Nobody gives a shit.
Just fence it off. Make that where they put all the trash, like WALL-E. Like, WALL-E went to a different planet. We'll just make Michigan like our trash state.
If you see parts of Detroit that you're talking about, I'm pretty sure you really don't have to fence it off. It is all pretty much garbage and abandoned buildings.
Although that's actually a great idea. People like have a real problem with like the plastic island that's just floating around in the ocean because of all the shit that we just dump in there. And just dump it over Detroit.
Have we considered just launching shit into space?
Apparently it comes back down.
Oh, it does?
It does.
We can't shoot it far enough?
Probably not realistically.
Didn't the government, like, essentially defund NASA? They probably don't have the budget to shoot the garbage.
Well, we don't actually have a rocket anymore, so...
I just feel like we could get some kind of like, propulsion together to just send... I mean, we're not bringing it back. We're not sending a spaceman up there with the garbage. We just need to send the garbage out.
Well, apparently it's really expensive to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we consistently make all this garbage, and it has to go somewhere, Napier.
Yeah, it goes,
so we either just fill up Michigan, or we need to start sending it to space. Those are really the only two options I can think of.
Or we can just keep tiny municipal, like, landfills.
I mean, we're going to recycle. They don't do anything with the recycling. They just think they're doing something with it, and then they take it to the same place they take the trash.
Well, I mean, we got the one over here that's on fire. That's taking care of most of it, right?
What's on fire?
The local landfill, where they found a bunch of toxic waste, and then it caught on fire.
They're saying that the water in Michigan is toxic waste.
I don't care. I don't live there.
Yeah, but nobody should live there.
Almost nobody does.
Because we're all worried about the people of Flint, Michigan. But, I mean, Flint, Michigan, those people should have saw Roger and me and said, oh, man, we shouldn't live here anymore. There's documentaries about how shitty this place is. Well, first time they make a documentary about how this place is shitty, I'm out.
They did.
Well, it's called The Evening News for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but there's also that Ferguson documentary. And it's kind of a stone's throw away from here, so...
Travis, what's going on with you, buddy?
I'm just listening to the stories.
The stories of who?
Michigan.
Is it Mulder and Scully that you're listening to?
I would, except there was a conflict on my DVR, and I'm really bummed out. So I got the first episode.
What did you have to choose between?
Well, Supergirl was automatically recording, and Superstore. The two supers on Monday night.
Are you enjoying the Superstore?
I think it's hilarious.
I recommended Superstore to Mandy Weaver of the Furnacast, and I told her that I thought it was really funny. And she watched like two episodes and said, Mike, I think you were over-exaggerating with the really funny.
No, it wasn't that funny. I enjoy it very much. I think the kid in the hall that plays the manager does an amazing job playing just that weird, weird dude. And, yeah, I like everybody in it. I like how America Ferrera, her name tag in every single episode changes. You might not have noticed that, but it's never her name. Like
now,
that.
The America Ferrera, I hate to be sexist, but the America Ferrera is considerably better looking than she was on her last television show.
What was her last one?
The Ugly Betty. She was Ugly Betty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Ugly
and now
Betty
she's
wasn't ugly.
Considerably less ugly Superstore gal.
They put a good looking girl in glasses, and said that she was ugly.
And braces.
Oh, yeah.
And said, look at how ugly this girl is.
She has both glasses and braces.
Don't you think that that's what people should be protesting at the Oscars, is that there isn't enough ugly people being represented?
Well, yeah, nobody cares about them.
No, we need more. We need more Steve Buscemi's, you know?
The nominations are totally skewed against ugly people. I bet of those 25 people, there's not a Bow Wow in the bunch.
Nope.
They're all fairly attractive, bangable people.
And that's sad because I think it sets the standards too high for us normal folk.
Right. Why are we not protesting as unattractive people?
Because nobody wants to watch unattractive people.
Napier, when are the unattractive people's stories going to be told?
They're called documentaries.
We need unattractive directors.
Michael Moore does a good job.
We need unattractive writers telling their stories from their perspective as ugly people. We don't need attractive people dressing up in big glasses and braces, pretending as though they're ugly people.
Can we call it Uggle Face?
I don't buy it.
Yeah, what happened? Like, where did the shift come where it's not okay for blackface or a white guy to play a Chinese guy, but it's still completely fine for very attractive people to play ugly people?
What is Dr. Detroit? I have a in the chat, somebody says that Dan Aykroyd did the Dr. Detroit movie. We need to stop making Detroit movies. We just need to write it off and fill it with garbage. The garbage has to go somewhere, guys. This is something we're going to have to deal with. I don't know why Al Gore isn't talking about that.
He's not from there.
I mean, what is Al Gore's thing? That we should stop burning stuff?
Pretty much burning things.
Does he want us to recycle? I don't think recycling is doing the trick.
He's more pissed off about, like, coal-fired power plants and
yeah, he's
cars.
Thinking big picture. We need to start worrying about the trash, though. I make so much trash, and I'm like one guy, and I make so much trash. I've been going to the Fazoli's and getting their $5 deal. They give me two big styrofoam things with lunch-sized portions that I just throw in the garbage, and then I get that like every day. I'm making so much styrofoam waste.
Why don't you just buy what you think you're going to eat?
Oh, no, I eat it. But, I mean, they can't just transport the food into my mouth. They have to give it some kind of house to live in as they take it from their oven and hand it to me.
Yeah, but if you go into the restaurant, you actually get a plate and, like, a silver knife and fork and...
Yeah, they really upclassed that thing. I was at a Fazoli's just this last fall and couldn't believe that they actually gave you real utensils and like an actual dinner plate. They did start skimping on the free breadsticks though, which kind of pissed me off.
Drunk came into the house and immediately knocked, just take it off the wall and set it down on the ground. Drunk knocked a framed photograph off my wall and he's been trying to rehang it. I have one framed photograph in the whole goddamn house, and Drunk walked right up to it and knocked it off the wall. Guys, we do have a very special event coming up in a few minutes. Now, once Drunk gets settled, we are going to play a new game, Name That Cheese. We've selected a specialty slice of cheese that we will blindfold Drunk and make him eat. And he has to identify what kind of cheese it is.
Jeez.
Because Drunk is our resident cheese expert.
Nobody can ever not accuse you of beating a dead horse.
Drunk?
Well, this is somewhat new. I mean,
how was your week, Drunk?
It was okay.
I mean, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
It's a special occasion. I would have hated to have bought that cheese for no reason.
Well, how long does cheese keep?
Well, I did kind of run out on you last week, so, I mean, I know we got things to do after the show, so.
Right. We're going to dock. So the Flint, Michigan thing, Drunk, I mean, do you have anything to say about that before we move on? Their water's fucked up.
Oh, that sucks.
No more fracking.
They need to move to St. Louis. We got some clean water here.
Guys, the official stance of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio program in regards to the Flint water crisis is, that sucks. We will now move on to our next topic of discussion.
I just want to point out that Drunk invited them to St. Louis. I do not want to invite them to St. Louis. Obviously, they don't know what to do with nice shit.
They do have the bottled water. Is that contaminated?
St. Louis
or?
Does not support Flint refugees. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, what happens up in Flint anyway? Didn't all the like automobile places close down and whatnot?
That's where we're going to put the garbage, Drunk.
Oh,
we're gonna
that's
Wally,
a
Michigan.
Genius idea, actually.
We're just going to fill it with garbage and send those people somewhere else. There's plenty of space in like Wyoming and stuff that we can send all those people to.
The Dakotas are right there, too. I mean, how far away do they
right.
have to
I mean,
move?
Detroit,
Minnesota.
Michigan, for the most part, is kind of centrally located.
A lot of,
I mean, I think
a lot of lakes
skews
over there.
East a little bit, but it's,
yeah, they're in the Eastern time zone.
And hey,
but I mean, it's sort of in the middle.
Yeah, absolutely.
To where I'm pretty sure
they consider themselves a Midwest state.
Right. We'll truck all the garbage there and set it on fire.
And I'm pretty sure that works for, like, New York, too, because it's not that far from New York, right?
Yeah, and New York makes a lot of garbage, yeah. I imagine. Yep. We'll truck all of the garbage from New York.
Well, I feel like they would boat it, but...
They could boat it. You're right.
Oh, hey, you know what's real close to Michigan? Canada.
Yeah, and I mean, Lake Michigan is close enough to the ocean that we don't really need Lake Michigan. We can fill that up with garbage, too, right?
Keep your trash out of Lake Michigan, please.
Yeah, that feeds a lot of different, like, water sources.
Oh. Okay, fine.
One of them being
beggars can't be choosers. I'm concerned about the garbage. If we can't launch it in space, we're taking it to Michigan.
You could do it like they do in St. Louis and just set it on fire with underground radiation,
Let's talk about this underground radiation.
Mike doesn't know anything about it. I don't know how he doesn't.
I think this is crazy drunk science that we just made up.
No, basically, back in the 60s, they dropped some nuclear waste in, you know, the landfill. You know, back before there was, like, mandating and whatnot. And then... Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Start over.
Well, either way, they said it was safe. They said that, no, this is fine. It's nuclear waste, but, I mean, it's fine. And the guy that ran the dump, he said, all right, that's cool. And so they dumped a shit ton of nuclear waste in St. Louis.
And it started an underground fire.
No. It
bad.
Something else started the fire, but the fire's getting really close to where the nuclear waste is.
Oh.
Like, it's, like, within, like, 100 feet.
Is that happening now?
Yeah,
by the way, Underground Fire is among my favorite Bruce Springsteen songs.
Excellent.
Yes, this is currently happening. Bridgeton Landfill. Look it up.
I don't want to.
Well, no, I'm not going to look anything up.
I'd rather just not know about it.
You don't live
I work like 2 minutes away from there. Like,
is that why Earth City smells so bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, part of it. They can't stop the fire.
Riverport, right across the street from the dump.
Yeah, they have no idea how to stop it. They're trying, but they can't figure it out. Everything's burning, and it's getting close to the waste.
You know, I think it's like people who live with cats.
And now there's a bunch of sinkholes
there. I think at a certain point, they grow accustomed to how awful their house smells. But, like, when you go into their house, you're like, God, this house smells like cat shit.
No.
But if you live in it long enough,
at WTS Spaghetti's house used to be like that.
Just smells like cat shit all the time.
Well, they got rid of all their cats, so it doesn't smell like that anymore, but...
There's no way to get used to that smell out at Earth City. It's literally like smoke.
Oh, no. I go outside to smoke a cigarette, and I'm just like, this is the worst thing ever.
It's called Earth City?
Earth City, yep.
Earth City.
So there's an underground fire with toxic waste really close to it in Earth City?
Correct. Yeah, it's called Earth City, and the reason they called it that is because they didn't want to call it Dumpsterville.
It sounds like a trauma movie just waiting to happen.
So, Travis, you were telling me earlier about a wonderful new dating site.
I was not aware that this thing existed. And I looked it up, and there's all sorts of articles from, like, last year. There's, like, a specialty celebrity famous people dating app. It's like Tinder for attractive famous people.
Well, there's all kinds of, like, matchmakers and stuff. I would imagine
that people use this.
The well-off folks would use, like, the matchmaker people, right?
I would certainly think so. I wouldn't think they'd use an app, but apparently this, you have to, like, be voted in. You can't just download the app and use it. There's, like, a committee that allows you to use the app based on, like, Instagram photos and shit.
And that was apparently the site that Amy Schumer used to find her boyfriend.
Well, how'd she get on there?
She's a celebrity.
She's not attractive.
She's not unattractive.
She got pretty beefy since that movie came out.
I don't know. I mean... I think that she's attractive enough that if you add in the fact that she's also really, really famous, that people would have sex
with her.
Right?
It just seems like she's taken her this, like, newfound, like, Uber fame and just used it as an excuse to, like, completely go the other direction. Most people would hire a trainer, and she just seems like she just eats cheese curds and drinks a lot of
She was pretty big, like, when she started, then lost weight, and then...
Yeah, but I think she was more attractive too because she used to talk about fucking all the time. She doesn't do that so much anymore. She's skewing in the other direction, you know?
Well, and in related news regarding attractive people, Tila Tequila has announced, you know, she used her science knowledge to go on a Twitter rant declaring that the Earth is flat.
Oh. That makes sense because Tila Tequila is definitely the person that I go to for my science news.
Also, the rap superstar B.O.B. went on an extensive rant about how the Earth is flat. Apparently, this is a new thing. It's like the Sandy Hook truther people and the 9/11 truther people. Now there's people that believe the Earth is flat.
Oh no, there's always been those people.
Remind me again, how did Tila Tequila become somebody? I know she had a reality show there, but what was her initial...
She had a really popular MySpace page.
And oh, that's right. She was the first MySpace
Wasn't she
star.
Married to somebody, too?
That was after.
Yeah, and then she had a couple of MTV shows where both men and women competed to go on dates with her.
That's right.
And then she had a sex tape. I think that's pretty much her entire career.
Did you watch it? Was it any good?
What, the sex tape?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched it a couple times. It's all right.
Fine.
Yeah, see, my favorite part, at some point, the guy, like, grabs her by the neck and, like chokes her. And, like, just when she's about to die, he lets go.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I would have just paused it there.
Yeah, if you could just loop that part where, like, she's struggling to breathe. And saying words in a very hoarse voice, that's the
like,
best part.
Words like, I'm dying.
Yeah. Not typically what I'm into, but in that case, it worked well for me.
Just a nice surprise.
It was enjoyed. What the fuck was that?
Just knocked a framed picture off the wall.
You know, Mike, it's like, you know, eating a donut and then you don't know that there's like a filling in there. You know, like maybe the filling is autoerotic asphyxiation and then it tastes better. Like, oh, that's in there. That's kind of cool.
So, I mean, I'm pretty excited. I guess we're going to go to break. When we come back, we are going to play America's new favorite game show, Name That Cheese.
Name that cheese.
Do, 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 do.
I do have theme music. You want to hear it?
Shouldn't we hear it?
Ladies and gentlemen, America's new favorite game show, Name That Cheese. And here's your host, Travis Hulse.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We have another exciting edition of Name That Cheese for you. But first, we go to a break for some of our wonderful sponsors. See you right back here.
Still on.
No, I turned mine back on because I have to eat cheese now.
Oh, okay, well, I guess we're back. That was a fun break, everybody.
No, we didn't go to break yet.
Yeah, we did.
Should we go to break since Travis is gone?
I
thought we were going to play Name That Cheese.
You said we were going to break.
Did I say that?
Yeah, then you just walked out.
So did I screwed up then.
I guess it's not really a screw up if you enjoy it.
Oh. Okay, we're going to go to break.
So can I open my eyes again?
Well, I mean, I got the cheese in my hand. I guess you can't keep your eyes closed through the whole break, right?
I'd prefer not to.
Where can I hide this cheese?
Back
Nathan?
In the refrigerator.
Okay, I'm going to go put... Dude, keep your eyes closed. I'm going to go put the cheese back in the refrigerator. And then when I come back, I'm going to go to break. And then we're going to do Periscope. And then we're going to put this cheese in your mouth. Okay, we're going to go to break.
And then we're gonna put the cheese in Drunk's mouth, and he's gonna name the cheese, and that's what we're gonna do, right?
Yeah.
I'm panicking, guys.
Well,
where did Travis go? He was hosting the game show.
I would have put us on break, but I don't know how.
Oh, we ain't gonna be in no fire, not today.
WFOG.
I gave you the key when the door wasn't open. Just admit it. See, I gave you faith. Turn your doubt into hoping. Can't deny it. Now I'm all alone, and my joy's turned into moping. Tell me where are you now? What I need ya. Where are you now? Where are you now? That I need ya. Can't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? 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 That I need you. I gave you attention when nobody else was paying. I gave you the shirt off my back. What you saying? To keep you warm, I showed you the game everybody else was playing. That's for sure. And I was on my knees when nobody else was praying. Oh Lord. Where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you?
Fuck you!
Where are you now that I need you? I need you the most. Shit. Where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you?
Eat shit and die.
Where are you now that I need you?
God fucking damn.
I need you the most.
Strange Label Radio. We'll fuck your ears with funny.
Something.
back. Phone over to Contact Show 636-487-HAND or WFOTShow on Skype. I just poked Drunk in the nose.
So now you know I can't see.
Drunk, you're going to have to get a little bit closer to the microphone than that. I know that we got feedback during the break that you're breathing into the microphone too loudly, but it is important that you at least can be heard on the microphone. Now, we are going to play America's favorite game show, Name That Cheese.
Name That Cheese.
And here's your host, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Sargento, Kraft Singles, and Baby Bell. We have an exciting show for you today. First contestant, Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Thank you for being here, Drunk.
Thank you.
First up, we're going to shove this cheese in your mouth.
Drunk's going to shove the cheese in his own mouth.
And then you are going to say what the cheese is.
Okay. All right.
Do you understand the rules?
No.
Are you ready?
This is a slice of cheese.
It is a slice of cheese. Okay, Drunk is eating the cheese. Hold on. Hold on.
Is he chewing the cheese?
I have on the clock music.
Oh, I'm sorry. How much time do I have?
I don't know.
You're out of time.
Drunk is eating the cheese.
Don't swallow it. Make sure to spit it out into a napkin.
That's fucked up.
See, now, are you thinking, Drunk? Are you thinking...
I am thinking.
Are you thinking that, like, I might be trying to trick you?
Yes.
Are you overthinking it, you think?
Maybe.
Is it good cheese? Do you enjoy the cheese?
Very good cheese.
You like the cheese?
Mm.
Well, I think your time's up. The on the clock music bed ran out.
I feel like
I started it back over, so now we got to build a little bit of suspense.
Drunk, I feel like it's a yellow cheese.
What makes you think that?
The way it tasted. I'm going to go with
the way it tasted. Wait. The way it tasted made him believe that the cheese was yellow.
Correct. I think he meant it was cheddar, and cheddar is yellow a lot.
I said mild cheddar was my answer.
Drunk. Buddy.
Yep. Wrong.
I'm sorry, Drunk, but the cheese was Colby. It was a Colby cheese, Drunk. So maybe... you are not the cheese expert you thought you were.
Drunk's palate is for texture, not
so was it Colby or was it Colby Jack?
It was a Colby cheese, a basic run-of-the-mill, Colby cheese.
Colby cheese is a mild cheddar cheese.
No, it is not. You blaspheme.
What in the world would lead you to believe that Colby cheese and a mild cheddar cheese are the same cheese? Explain that to me. Are you just making shit up?
I think like Swiss and Provolone are pretty similar because they're both white.
No, I just feel like every time you go to the deli, it has like Colby cheddar.
This fucking asshole just tried to argue that Colby cheese and mild cheddar cheese are the same cheese, Napier.
They're similar.
Now he's getting out his phone. He's going to do cheese research.
He didn't do any beforehand.
I feel like this is something he should have known from weeks ago when he was threatened with their snob.
The thing that I was really excited about, on my way home from work the other day, I saw a sign up at the Family Video that said that Family Video, the movie rental place, one of the few movie rental places left in existence, really. I don't really know how they're still alive. The Family Video chain of video stores is hiring new employees. The only catch is, to be considered for a position at Family Video, you must be a college graduate.
That doesn't sound right.
No, that sounds horrible. Hey, college graduate, I know you spent $40,000 to $60,000, but would you like to make $23,000 in a whole year?
Open interviews coming up soon. So if you are a college graduate in the St. Louis area looking for some kind of gainful employment, renting videos at Family Video. They are offering positions now.
Is there any other company that advertises its managerial positions on its billboard where they usually say, hey, look, we have the new Martin Lawrence movie this week before Netflix, and then next week they say, would you like to be a manager at Family Video? 10 to 4. Just come on in.
Yeah, hey, guys, we got Mission Impossible 5, and we're hiring college graduates.
Prove your dad wrong and let him know that that women's studies degree got you somewhere.
Did you take a class in American history? How's that working out for you? Have a job here at a Family Video, where we currently are renting the movie Lincoln.
And Last of the Mohicans.
Hey there, English graduate. Heard you like putting things in alphabetical order. Guess what we got for you? And we pay $9.75 an hour.
Guys, during our Family Video bit, Drunk was researching cheeses, and then he quietly put his phone back in his pocket and didn't say anything else about it. So I believe he probably did not find the answer he was looking for.
No, I'm fine with being wrong. I mean, semantics are what they are. It's cool.
You're obviously not
what,
fine
what do you
with
mean by semantics? Did you find some kind of article about how Colby cheese and cheddar cheese are the same cheese?
It says it is most similar to cheddar cheese, except it does not.
What was your source?
It does not
of this
undergo the cheddaring process.
What is the cheddaring process?
I don't know. I didn't look it up.
I know one of them is they put enzymes all around them.
But anyway, they said it was milder than a cheddar cheese, which in my mind is a mild cheddar cheese. So, I mean, in my mind, I can be right.
When they acknowledge that the cheese is, in fact, milder than a cheddar cheese.
And when I said mild cheddar,
you said,
it wasn't a sharp cheddar.
Well, then that means it's mild cheddar cheese.
He was probably expecting you to give him, like, Kraft samples.
Napier, what are other cheeses that you would consider milder than mild cheddar cheese?
Swiss
is cheddar cheese then, right?
Oh, no, it's...
No, it's not! It's a completely different cheese, right?
Exactly, it's white.
I did say it was going to be a yellow cheese.
So you got the color of the cheese right?
Yes, I got the color of the cheese right.
Will you just admit that you're a shitty cheese expert? You're pretty much the worst cheese expert ever.
It's not like it's a self-proclaimed cheese expert.
You did. You big-timed me on the cheese, and I just proved you don't know shit about cheese.
You're right.
I proved it scientifically.
Mm-hmm.
You may go dig around my fridge and see if I can find some other cheese, and we'll play again.
In your freezer? Is that what you just said?
No, in my fridge, Drunk. I don't keep cheese in my freezer. That's a terrible place to keep cheese.
You got any cheese in a can? Any of that spray stuff?
Cheese in a can? No, because that's just cheese in a can.
Like easy cheese?
I'm talking like some good
nacho
good
cheese,
right?
I like easy cheese.
See, my fear was it was going to be like a piece of Limburger or something just completely horrible.
Yeah, you really kind of...
So you don't like Limburger cheese?
Have you ever smelled Limburger cheese?
Other cheeses that you don't really like?
Head cheese, probably.
Do you like head? Yeah, head cheese?
I was about to say, head cheese ain't actual cheese, though, is it?
It's got cheese in the title.
But it's just innards and whatnot.
I thought it was brains.
Regardless, there's no actual cheese to it.
Well, it smells bad.
Yeah, Limburger's probably pretty close about the other one. I wouldn't say I'd like to take a bite of, like, a rock of Parmesan or anything, because that would be disgusting. But
what about a little block of Gruyere?
Yeah, I mean...
I saw a story about a guy who... He had a dog, and his dog bit one of his neighbors. And so there was like this court order that this guy's dog was a shitty dog. And so they were going to kill his dog. They're going to euthanize the dog because the dog was shitty and it bit somebody. So this guy went to a shelter and he got another dog that kind of looked like his dog.
Yeah.
And offered up that dog to be killed so that his dog wouldn't get killed.
Do you think they put the two dogs in a room together so that his dog could explain the situation to the other dog? Just let the other dog know, hey, look, they were putting you down in a week anyway, Like, do me a solid, and you're still going to die.
Well, apparently, this guy got in trouble, which I don't really know why, because, I mean, if they showed up and took the wrong dog and killed the wrong dog, that's on them, right? He's not the one killing the dog.
Exactly.
He just made it more difficult for them to figure out which was the right dog.
I guess they would have to
I think that's just, like, the friend thing to do. I mean, your buddy's getting killed. You make it more difficult for people to kill it.
Well, maybe the second dog talked. I don't know about you, but I can barely tell dogs apart. If I was, like, one of those guys that came out there to, like, get the dog, not really going to be asking too many questions, would you?
But, I mean, Travis, they put, like, criminal charges on this guy for just going and getting another dog.
Yeah, I think he's in jail.
Yeah. What are you in jail for? What did he do?
Contempt of court.
Did he...
they couldn't get him if he just said, well, here's a dog.
Yeah. You want to kill my dog? I have two. Pick one.
Yeah. You want to kill my dog? Here's one.
Here's a dog that belongs to me. I was a negligent owner. You want to kill one of my dogs because it bit somebody? Fair. Here's a dog.
What if they pick the right one?
Well, they're not going to.
You got the other dog to play with now.
Yeah. I guess
that's true. He's not going to have any time where he doesn't have a dog.
It's a win-win for him.
That's kind of what I thought.
In the article in question, since, you know, we're saying this guy's a shitty person.
I'm not saying he's a shitty person. I think it's a pretty smart idea.
Well, I mean, he's sacrificing one dog for another. That's kind of shitty.
Well, I mean, a dog's got to go. That wasn't on him. If it was up to him, no dogs would die. If a dog's got to die, he doesn't want it to be his dog.
What happened to that second
dog? If I had a dog, Napier, and I had a choice between some dog I didn't know and my dog, I'd choose the dog I didn't know. It's not my dog.
Fair enough. But, I mean, what happened to the second dog?
They killed it.
They killed the second one, too?
He didn't kill it. They killed it.
So
He killed no dogs.
So they went there and they said, we don't know which dog it is. We're going to take both just to be sure.
No, I think that he presented the new dog. Like, when they came... I don't know why they wouldn't just take the dog then. Like, why is there, like, a stay of execution? I mean, like, why are they like, we're going to kill your dog in a week? I mean, your dog's dangerous. It can't live anymore. So in 2 weeks, we're going
to
kill it.
Well, maybe
typically in those situations, they don't allow you to, like, keep your dog at home. Usually they're, like, taken by animal control pretty quickly.
Right, because it just bit somebody.
Yeah. If it's bad enough where it's going to, like, a trial where they're saying, hey, your dog's going to die, they probably already have that dog in custody. And if they let him have that dog, well, that's on them.
Well, maybe he bought the dog in advance of the trial and, like, offered the dog up as a sacrifice.
in anticipation of a guilty verdict of they're going to kill the dog, so he just got that extra dog.
Yeah, and if, you know, he turns out to be not guilty, just let the second dog go. Obviously, he didn't give a shit about the first one. He bit the fuck out of somebody.
Guys, I think it's weird that it's been, like, weeks and weeks and weeks, and we've never touched on the bird sanctuary guys.
What bird sanctuary guys?
Yeah, it'd help if I knew what that was.
The guys that took over the bird sanctuary. Why haven't we not talked about them yet?
Who?
The guys that they armed went into the place and took over the bird sanctuary, and they're like a standoff.
Oh, you know,
like they're asking for snacks.
Oh, those guys? No.
Probably because we don't give a shit.
But, I mean, we talk about lots of things we don't give a shit. How have we not touched on that yet? Seems like a pretty fun story. It's a bunch of hillbillies that took over a bird sanctuary because two of their buddies burnt, like, 150 yards of land or something. And they were like, dude, why are you arresting people just for burning land?
Well, they didn't own it.
And then they post YouTube videos about how they want people to send them snacks, and then people send them dildos instead.
Well, they got dildos.
This is so great. Why have we not talked about it? Why do we skip things?
Maybe it's at the end of your list because it's supposed to be the sizzle reel.
Well, and also the McRib is back, so I've been preoccupied.
Is the McRib back?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's back here. Do they alternate where they put the McRib?
Yeah, it goes on tour.
Does the McRib go on tour?
The McRib is back.
Is it back here? Why have I not seen anything about the McRib?
Because you're dumb.
I've never in my life had a McRib.
Because they're disgusting.
Here's what you do. You go down to McDonald's, and what you do
Are you going to give me directions on how to buy a McRib?
Yes. This is important, and
okay.
You need to listen to me.
Okay, thank you. This is important.
I'm pretty sure they usually give you the second one for a dollar. That's how bad they are.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay, so you get a McRib, which is probably, what, $3 or $4?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
And then they give you another one for a dollar.
Yep.
So you get two McRibs for $5.
Sometimes around here they give it to you for whatever the temperature was yesterday. So sometimes you can get a McRib for 20-some cents.
Excellent. But here's a secret that they don't tell you out at the McDonald's.
Okay.
They'll put bacon on that McRib for like a quarter.
Is this the secret McDonald's menu?
Yeah. They will just put bacon on there.
What does McDonald's have bacon for? Do they have a sandwich that has bacon on it?
Yeah, fucking a McGriddle. Duh.
And they have all kinds of good bacon. What you do is you tell them, I want two McRibs with bacon, and they'll put bacon on them for you.
And they got bacon McDoubles.
Yeah, and a hamburger.
When's the last time you've eaten McDonald's, yo?
And they have that great chicken sandwich with bacon on it.
In the
Fazoli's? What?
In the chat, Rabbit Pounding says ours comes in November. So we don't get McRibs until November? Is that what she's saying?
I feel like ours are a couple times a year.
So is this a real thing? Like McRibs are only back in certain places at certain times?
Yeah.
So like when the McRib is back, it's only back
for a little bit.
Somewhere?
Somewhere, sometime. Yes.
So like Wisconsin right now has McRibs.
You know what's a bummer about that is my favorite thing is when they cross over with Shamrock Shake time. So if I can get myself a Shamrock Shake and a McRib, I am in McDonald's heaven.
Not a fan of the Shamrock Shake.
You fucking idiot.
Okay, so...
It's minty, right?
Yeah.
I don't like mint shake.
Just put some Worcestershire sauce in it.
It'll kill the mint real quick. That sounds fucking gross.
You know what kills mint flavor for me? Anchovy paste. Does the trick every fucking time. Swear to God.
Travis, do you have things?
I got all sorts of things. I'm a hoarder. I collect a lot of items.
What have you been hoarding lately?
Still comic books.
I was about to say, any new good comic books lately?
I got boxes of boxes. There's always a box on my doorstep.
I mean, this is usually the time of the show where Travis, like, tells us a thing that he likes, or, like, he eulogizes somebody who died, or...
Are you ready for the Batman versus Superman?
Remember a couple of years back when the Lotus Cast spent half an episode talking shit about my horror convention experience? Well, I think that I might go again in August, because this year's theme is Scream. And they're reuniting a bunch of Scream cast members, including Neve Campbell and Skeet Ulrich.
Oh, my. Both of them?
Yeah, I think Matthew Lillard is also going to be
there. Holy shit, they got Matthew Lillard?
Which one's Skeet Ulrich?
Skeet Ulrich is the poor man's Johnny Depp.
Poor man's Christian Slater, I'd say.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in the first Scream. He was the bad guy. Spoiler alert.
He was hot shit
Scream.
About a year and a half.
You saw Scream?
I have seen Scream.
What did you think, Drunk? Give it a score on 1 to 5 stars.
A 1 to 5?
Yeah. It's time for Drunk Movie Grades.
I mean, probably like a 3.8.
A 3.8 out of 5.
Not bad. That's pretty good. I'd give it about that.
I'm not huge into the scary movies. I prefer the comedies or the action.
I mean, I've heard of like a half a star. Or like a full star. Like
yeah, he's judging it like you do the ice skating challenges.
0.8 of a star. I mean, that's almost a whole star.
I mean, if you go into like Yelp, they got like 3.7s and 3.8s.
That's an average. I think you give Yelp, you can do a half a star. But I think like the average maybe gets it to a 3.8.
Well, I'm giving it a 3.8. I don't want to give it a 4 because I feel that's too high, but I don't want to give it a 3.5 because I feel like that's too low. So I gave it a 3.8.
Yeah, split the difference.
Why do you ask this man his opinion and then shit all over it?
You know what chaps my ass about the cheese thing is I have Colby cheese at my house. I've been stewing on this for like 20 minutes.
You pissed God. Off about the Colby thing?
Because I knew what the cheese was.
It is like a mild cheddar.
It is, and I knew what the cheese was, because I have it at my house. Literally ate it on a sandwich today.
Colby cheese?
And I got it wrong. Yes, Colby and pastrami.
You got up in your head is what you did.
I did.
You thought that maybe I was trying to trick you.
Basically.
I think Travis should review Social Justice Warrior comics, Like that one fat broad that's a superhero, but she's also morbidly obese and obviously has diabetes. He should review that comic.
She's been around since the early 90s. She was around when Valiant Comics first popped up. Now they can throw her in the forefront and make everybody happy.
So what do you think of Fatty Tubbs McSuperhero?
I have not read her yet because I don't know if she came out this week or comes out next week.
You actually, like, sit and watch Supergirl every week?
Nah, that's a passive show. That's, like, when I'm fucking around on the computer doing stuff. Like, that's a show that I just turn on as, like, background noise because I don't want to watch commercials.
So you turn on Supergirl when you're doing other things and just listen to it?
I'm still sitting on the couch, so I still once in a while see it. Also, the Melissa gal that plays Supergirl is quite attractive. It's okay. Not a very good show, though.
Okay, put it up against Jessica Jones. Who wins?
Oh, Jessica Jones. That's actually a good show. Supergirl is passable.
Okay, compare it to fucking... oh, God, Smallville.
I never watched Smallville.
Neither did I.
I mean, if would you say that Supergirl is like a 2.8 stars?
Oh, 2.8? No, that, cause that's
more like a 2.2 probably.
No, I'd give it a 2.3.
2.3 stars, you'd say?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little bit below like average.
Didn't they also do an Arrow and a Flash TV show? How did that one shit the bed?
No, those are actually pretty good.
Yeah, those I enjoy. Actually, Arrow started out very strong, and as soon as Flash debuted, Arrow got worse, and Flash is really good. So, but Arrow is still, you know, better than Supergirl.
Does Flash solve crimes every week by running fast?
No.
Like, oh, how am I going to beat this guy? I'm going to run fast. Does he have other powers? Does Flash do anything else?
No, he's just really fast. He can time travel because he's so fast.
Oh, he can time travel?
Yes.
No, I didn't know that. That's kind of neat, I guess.
You know, Mike, you talking about Flash makes me think, you know what? All Mozart did was make music. Shitting on a dude because he can run fast. Can you run fast?
I can't. Can't really do much of anything, Napier. You're right.
Well, that's my mama.
Napier! Napier, come back over here! We gotta talk about that. I can't believe we forgot to talk about that lady. Guys, there was this lady who posted on Facebook that she killed her boyfriend. She stabbed him, like, a whole bunch of times.
Like, she must have been posting on her way out the door or something. She's like, hey, y'all.
BTWs, yo. I killed my boyfriend. I stabbed him, like, 5 times. Drunk. I'm going to get drunk to do this because I think it would be best if drunk did this. This is the transcript of what she posted on Facebook. I want you to read it as it's written, as best you can.
These events actually happened, but this is a dramatization. Dun dun.
Just go and tell ya, NW, before I get caught, sad face, comma. Last night, my ex was drunk off EJ and Ansign was fighting me. Hit me in my face, and we was really fighting. And I GT the knife and stabbed him. Didn't think it would hurt him. BT, I did. He died, and I'm on the run. Pigs looking for me. Sad face.
By the way, there is not a single period in this whole thing. This is all one sentence.
One giant run-on sentence.
BT, God knows I didn't mean to stab him. Stab is with 2 B's, by the way. I was mad AF.
That stands for as fuck.
Though. He shocked me.
She's mad as fuck.
He shocked me in my eyes, and just picked...
Socked me. He socked me in my eyes.
He socked me in my eyes, and I just picked something up. What is that emoji?
BT... Oh, that's a thumbs down.
Oh, thumbs down emoji.
I killed my boyfriend! Thumbs down!
BT... Sorry with two R's and two Y's.
Well, sorry does have two R's.
Lord, hopefully you forgive me. And sorry, Dorian Powell, R.I.P., crying face.
Can you say that after you stabbed him in the chest? Look at it. It got 5 likes, Drunk.
And 10 comments.
People liked it!
There were no comments right away, but there were 5 likes.
So did she get arrested?
I think so, yeah.
I didn't think it would hurt him to stab him in the chest.
Since this post has been deleted, you guys. So, Nakazia Mac James. I think she's from St. Louis, actually.
Excellent.
Nakazia. N-A-K-A-S-I-A. That's Nakazia, right? Nakazia?
Nakasia.
Nakasia?
Nakasia.
And Dorian, you know, R.I.P., buddy.
Thumbs down, crying face.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at wfodix. You can also follow Travis at producetravis or Drunk at drunkardstl. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com or you can give us a call when we're live, or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.
Hello and welcome. We'll get to the show in just a moment, but first we are joined by a very special guest in studio, the former governor of Alaska, Miss Sarah Palin. Hi, Sarah.
Those clothes.
Well, I don't. It's normal stuff, right? I mean, I'm in my own house. I'm not dressed up. I'm just wearing clothes. I don't have like a big budget. I'm just a dude.
There aren't a lot of Joe Sixpacks out there who can drop six figures on a new wardrobe.
Well, Sarah, I don't want to get off on the wrong foot here. I mean, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. Are you familiar with the show at all?
Oh, my goodness. Seriously. You're going to laugh your butt off.
Ringing endorsement, of course. We appreciate it. Now, you've been in the news, which is a big deal because the Trump campaign has put you out there and said, hey, Sarah endorses us, so we must be a big deal. But I mean, they're already in the lead, so... why would they put, like, this polarizing figure out there? I mean, you know that you're kind of polarizing, right? I mean, why would they do that?
It is huge. Very little they do makes any sense.
And I mean, really, other than getting back on television, which I guess is its own reward, I mean, how would they persuade you to do this? Like, what's in it for you?
Home-brewed salmonberry wine.
So, backstage at the event, they get you a little liquored up and they send you out there to say some crazy stuff. Do you have any crazy stuff that you'd like to say now, just for our listeners? I'm sure they would appreciate it.
Wow, shocking to hear it from the horse's mouth. What happens if the moose were given guns? It wouldn't be so easy then, eh?
Well, that doesn't disappoint, but could you give us the catchphrase, the one that everybody wants from you, the soundbite, you know what I'm saying?
I can see Russia from my house.
God damn, that's good. That's perfect. Thank you so much. Delightfully crazy. I mean, there's no way that's true. It's just crazy nonsense. Thank you so much.
Not only can you see it, you can swim to Russia from Alaska.
And me and Napier did have some delicious White Castles before the show, and you were here, and we did offer you some. Would you like to share with our listeners how much you put down? It was actually pretty impressive. You know, you're not a big gal.
I think I ate six.
Yeah, six, guys. So just so you know, Sarah can pack away the White Castles with the best of them. So, I mean, congratulations on that. I mean, like, is there anything else you want our listeners to know? Anything that's really important to their lives?
It's based upon one thing, relationships, and who's sleeping with whom.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Of course, as you guys have probably seen on the news, Sarah Palin came out in support of Donald Trump. That's apparently news. So we have Sarah Palin on the show. And that happened. So let's go ahead and start the show. Thank you.